Hello.
Good afternoon. May I speak to Ms. Atkins?
Speak in.
Hi, Ms. Atkins. This is Nina Knight from Family First, the supervisor. How you doing?
All right, and you?
I'm doing swell. Thanks for asking. I am calling to see if I can get in touch with your caregiver. I called her phone. She's not answering.
Let me tell you, she's right here. She hear you. So you might as well just speak.
Okay. So I was calling to assist her. I left her a detailed message to assist her with the HHA app so she'll be able to clock in and out.
That's what I was trying to, I was just going over that with her. So what about her 3 little days? Because she just got the app today.
Right. No, we're going to take care of those 3 days. We just need to get this app up and running going forward. So
Okay,
she
that's
can submit a timesheet for those days, but we need to try to get this app up so she'll be able to clock in and out for us to bill the insurance correctly.
okay. Can I say something, please? Because this is a
Yes.
little like her phone was off, so she's using one of my old phones. But knowing that we are working together, for her to download this app, because like I said, her phone is off, but she's using one of my old phones. So I just told her to use the email that's in the phone, so she can be able to get everything that she needs to get and get started.
Okay, so the only problem is that is the app actually only allow you to have one email account registered. So say for instance, if she decides to go with another agency with another client, then that
Right.
means that email she's going to need access to because she's not going to be able to
Okay.
log
Now,
in.
okay. I'm so glad you explained that
So,
to
yeah, so if she's able to log into her email account on your phone, let me see which email account she has.
Yes. Listen, because
Yeah.
Mia, because what my phone that you called me on now, it'll be good. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
So if she's able to log into her Gmail account on your phone, the app works on any device. She can use an iPad, she can use a phone, she can use a tablet as long as it has
Okay.
Wi-Fi or services. She can even
Okay.
download the app on your phone. It all it
Okay.
takes is her logging in with her registered email and a password. That's it.
Okay. I'll register email.
Yeah, so if she can log into her email, if her phone is not available, ask her if she can log into her Gmail account on your phone.
Okay.
She would just go into Google Gmail for her email and then put her email in and her password.
Okay, because I tried to listen, because I called and I spoke to Ms. Ruth, right, where she was trying to help me. That's why I was asking her, because the situation with her phone messed up, and I was saying
I don't know
that
if
I
you
needed
have
the
any
app
folks.
too. So, because I was trying to help her so I can have the app on my phone in case this situation now, you know, that I'm definitely finding out.
Yeah. So the app can be downloaded on any device.
Okay. So I'm gonna get to try. You want her to try it now?
Yeah, so I want her to try to lock. I want her to try to get into her email account on your phone
Okay, hold
by
on.
going to the Gmail to get the actual email.
Oh, she's blowing my Gmail.
Nope, she would. You would sign out of your email account on your Gmail, and she will sign in.
Okay, let me just, you know how to do all that?
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't know my password. That's why I've been trying to tell
You
you.
create a new password.
that's okay because guess what? When you click forgot password, they will send you instructions on how to retrieve the new password.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
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 You think you do? Yeah. So, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me go to my Gmail.
I can do it in there, and then we can call her.
Yeah, but you
Yeah.
gotta sign it too.
You say you gotta sign out?
Yeah, I gotta sign out. How
Yeah,
do I
because they're
sign?
not going to allow two active Gmails accounts.
Okay, because I can add another account to my Gmail.
Yeah, you can. Yep.
Okay, add your Gmail to my account. Add another account here. Wait a minute, bring this way. Hold on. Okay. doing so we can go inside the laptop.
Y'all go back in?
Yeah.
Stay there for me.
All right, thank you.
I need to really go ahead and get my clothes. Thank you, Daisy.
All right, Chan, I'm going to do that with that. It was fish as a dog.
She's having a hard time getting into her email.
Yeah, it won't let me because I don't remember my password. That's why I'm trying to tell Kim. I have virus on my account, so.
Okay, so
I got my iPad, but I don't remember my password.
Gotcha.
And if I create a new account, I have no way to send it to you. You understand me?
Yes.
So the next option would be you either need to come into the office or I need to come to the house to make a home visit to assist you. So which one do you prefer?
I don't know. Where's your office?
We're off of City Line Avenue and Presidential Boulevard. So it's right there at City Line Avenue, right where Fridays is.
Okay.
Or I can come out to the home tomorrow.
Yeah, you can do that. You can talk to Kim. You can do that.
Okay, so let me speak to Kim to see what is a good time for me to come out to the home tomorrow.
All right. Oh,
Miss Atkins?
Yeah, hold on, my dear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kim, I told you.
Hello?
Ms. Atkins?
Yes.
Hi. So she needs some assistance with trying to get back into her email and to get her app up and running. So I want to make an appointment with you for tomorrow with a time that's was convenient for you so I can come out to the home to assist her.
Okay. Okay. Yes.
What time would be convenient for you?
Anytime before 12 o'clock.
Got you. Before 12. So
yeah,
I'm going to come around like 10:30-ish, okay?
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay. I will see you ladies tomorrow, okay, at 10:30.
All right. And your name is again?
Nina Knight.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Nick.
You're
tomorrow.
Welcome. You take care.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.